Blog Talk Radio. The following content may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, 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 good evening and welcome to the Radio Emerald Show. Jay here from the Sunshine State of Florida. Happy you could join us on March 8, 2021. I got to tell you, now, I've been teasing the new co-host. And I got to tell you, I just have to think about one thing. Let me welcome in our new co-host, Pepe Farms Remembers. Welcome, Pepe.
Hey, Jay.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. How you doing today? Greetings and salutations on the 7th anniversary of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370's disappearance, notable because it was the harbinger of CNN's oncoming TDS when Don Lemon posited, did a black hole bring down MH370?
You know, Pepe, I just can't with Don Lemon, the guy that claims white guys are the greatest danger. Why screwing a white guy?
Well, you should know, right?
Speaking of MH370, when I saw this was going to be in, I did a little research. The Atlantic has a great story on this. It amazes me how the Malaysian government fuck this up so bad. Pepe, have you seen that article on the Atlantic?
I don't know if I've seen that particular article, but yeah, everybody screwed up on that one royally.
It's a long read, but I'm telling you, your jaw will drop several times. I guarantee it. All right, Pepe, let's get into some headlines. I do hope you're sitting down, Pepe.
Indeed.
The skunk has been dumped. Warner Brother cancels Pepe Le Pew from new movie starring LeBron James. A new report from The Hollywood Reporter confirmed this week that the Warner Brothers Studios has axed the character Pepe Le Pew from Space Jam, an upcoming movie with starring NBA superstar LeBron James. Well, you know what we think of him. News of the character's absence from the Warner Brothers film broke Sunday evening, days after the New York Times opinion piece called out the character, among other problematic cartoon characters, in the wake of Dr. Seuss Enterprises announcing would stop publishing 6 books because of racist, insensitive energy, reports the THR.
Yeah, it's getting crazy out there. Not only did they cancel Pepe Le Pew, but they also performed a mastectomy on the female rabbit.
Pepe, will this fucking ever end?
It's just the same shit that keeps repeating. I mean, you could point at this cycle or that cycle, but, you know, throughout all of human history, society has gone in one direction for a while, and then people have gotten sick of it, and it's gone in the other direction for a while, usually to either extreme until people get sick of it.
Okay, so now we have shot down Aunt Jemima. We've shut down Dr. Seuss. We have shut down, who's next? The Pillsbury Doughboy?
Well, remember, it's all rooted in the Marxist ideal of tearing everything down to build it back up again in Karl Marx's image or whatever.
Yeah, but what are they rebuilding it back up to?
Well, what they claim to want is to make everything, they claim they want to destroy everything, install a communist government, make everybody equal, and then disband the communist government and have pure anarchy. But it's quite obvious from how it's been implemented that that final step is never part of their intent. And it doesn't make any sense because if you look at the political landscape as a line graph where you have more totalitarian to the left and more freedom to the right, it doesn't make any sense that totalitarians would go extreme totalitarian and then all of a sudden decide that they want no rule whatsoever, authoritarian or not.
Well, I think they're damn close to anarchy, don't you?
No. I mean, all this rioting in the streets is very well orchestrated. You can't have everything arranged and planned and call it anarchy. They claim to be anarchists, but they're not. They claim to be, I forget their catchphrase for it, I forget their buzzword. But they claim to be, but they're not.
I go with anarcho-terrorism, but that's just me. Now, Pepe, many have heard about the second incident I'm about to talk to you about, but so many have not heard about the first. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials revealed that a second accident involving 19 suspects, illegal aliens, occurred this past week, approximately at the same time, place as a mass casualty crash happened that resulted in the deaths of at least 13 people, all believed to be illegal entered in the U.S. Two separate incidents happened during early morning hours on Tuesday when SUVs entered a 10-foot hole that had been cut in an old section of the border fence, which was not part of former President Trump's wall. The first incident temporarily garnered headlines. It was everywhere as one of the SUVs, a Ford Expedition carrying 25 people, collided with a large tractor trailer, killing 12 people instantly. Another individual later died at the hospital. The other 12 individuals were transported to local hospitals with injuries ranging from serious to critical.
Yeah, that other SUV just blew up. It didn't even run into anything. But
yeah,
apparently they
found the illegals hiding in the bushes.
Flaming bushes.
But there's no crisis at the border, Pepe.
Well, of course
you
not.
You do know that, right?
Well, the typical Democrat response offered by Assemblyman Eduardo Garcia claiming our immigration system is a humanitarian crisis really pisses me off. The humanitarian thing to do would be to upgrade all the walls so human traffickers can't kill people during illegal border crossings. It's all about the gumballs.
You know, I don't know, Pepe. I swear to God, these people have become so fucking stupid. I don't know.
Well, again, it's on purpose. It's all part of the plan to destroy Western civilization so it can be rebuilt in the Maoist image that is so chic right now. I mean, we're literally going through a cultural revolution.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know. Anyway, next up, one day after President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, told reporters there is not a crisis at the border, the White House is evaluating how to provide more than 20,000 beds for the large influx of unaccompanied migrant children who are crossing the U.S.-Mexican border. In a press briefing, officials are expected to tell Biden that the integration of unaccompanied minors is on track not only to surpass a large number of migrant kids ever recorded attempting to enter the country illegally, but also leave shelters unseen by the Health and Human Services without required number of beds they need to house thousands of extra children, Axios reports. According to the Department of Homeland Security projections, more than 100,000 unaccompanied minors are expected to attempt to cross the U.S.-Mexican border this year. Of those 100,000, more than 13,000 unaccompanied migrant children are expected to come to the United States in May. Given the Biden administration just 2 months to sort up plans for housing migrant minors after refusing to expel them.
Oh, of course. Well, we know that Biden just canceled the pedophile task force, so I think he's just warming up the swimming pool for him.
Don't you think this is just going to turn into be one of the biggest fucking problems that we face? I mean, outstanding all the problems we face.
Well, indeed. Back to my Gumball's mention previously. If anybody hasn't seen it, please watch the video, Immigration, World Poverty, and Gumballs. What happens when you flood a country like the United States of America with unfettered migration is the standard of living in both the country that the people left goes down and the standard of living in the country that they're arriving in goes down. It's such a visually shocking representation of the problem with this Gumballs video. It's an absolute must watch.
Okay, so we're talking 100,000. I just can't fathom. You know, this should tell you something about these kids' parents. What parent would allow their child to make that deadly trip? I struck me about this. Oh, yeah, Jose,
what?
Go ahead and travel 1,800 miles or, you know, to the U.S. Well, hope you don't die.
Well, if anyone had any question, that's, I guess, the approximate demand for trafficked children for whatever reasons.
You know, I think one of the biggest problems are these, coyotes or,
I think that's the slang term for human smugglers.
Because my understanding now, you have the coyotes versus coyotes who are stealing the children from the other coyotes, collect the money. And there was a story the other day of a human smuggler smuggled over these people's uncle. And then after they paid the money, the smuggler said, no, you need to pay more money. The family paid more money, and the uncle was dumped dead on the front lawn.
Oh, lovely. I thought only cats did that.
Apparently not. I, you know, this just makes me sweat. Oh, my God, Pepe. This is not only unhuman, it's just fucking pure insanity.
Well, remember, these people aren't moving children for free. It costs, according to ICE, between $5,000 and $12,000 to get somebody across the border through one of these human smugglers. So who's paying that money and why? I mean, it's obviously not really poor migrants.
No. No, and, you know, what shocked me, and I'm sure you saw the pictures of the illegals coming towards the border with these shirts saying, Biden, please let us in. You know, they didn't fucking print those.
Well, they didn't print them themselves, that's for sure.
So somebody in the woodpile is behind this. And I think the initials GS might be something behind it. I don't know. I don't want to go off on a conspiracy rant, but anyway.
Well, I'm sure they're all made in China.
Well, I think you're onto something. Okay, Pepe. Shock, not shock. Georgia fails to produce a chain of custody for 404,000 absentee ballots months after contested election. The report indicates the state failed to produce a chain of custody documentation for estimated 404,691 absentee vote by mail ballots, which were in drop boxes and delivered to county registrars to be counted in the 2020 election. This means that 67.5% of the state's estimated 600,000 absentee vote-by-mail ballot count was found not to have chain-of-custody documentation. Fulton County, facing widespread criticism for various credible allegations of widespread voter fraud in 2020, is one of 35 Scopol counties in Georgia that have failed to comply with open record requests and provide the absentee ballots drop box transfer forms. that they were required to maintain according to the emergency rule passed by Georgia State Election Board in July 2020, according to the report. Nearly 300 drop boxes were utilized to collect absentee ballots in 2020 election authorized by the Georgia Election Code emergency rule, approved by the State Election Board. Instead of statute passed by the Georgia State Assembly, which says that drop box teams shall complete, sign a ballot transfer form upon removing the ballots from the box, which shall include the date, time, location, and the number of ballots. The drop boxes were simulated in part by donations to Georgia counties from, and wait for it, Center for Tech and Civic Life, a 501c3 funded by Facebook's no other than Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan. Zuckerberg donated nearly $350 million to 2020 election efforts, with more than $25 million going to the counties of Fulton, Gwinnett, Cobb, and DeKalb, according to the report.
Yep, well, there you have it. Oh, and a slight update on that. It looks like Chief Judge Brian J. Amaro has ordered Dominion release their full ballot images, raw images, JSON logs, ballot scanning logs, ranked choice voting logs, adjudication logs, and have also ordered Dominion pay fines for failing to disclose various things under the Fulton County election under the Open Records Act. So it always struck me as odd that the Democrats whinged on about voting irregularities for as long as I can remember. With what we know now and in the light of Democrat projectionism, it seems likely we haven't had a straight election in decades, if ever, Jay.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering about that. Do you happen to know that the judge, who he was appointed by, offhand? I don't want to put you on the spot, but.
Oh well, I could guess. I mean, it was obviously a Trump appointee. Let's see if we can find out real quick.
I always say Pepe is a human computer because he can find out stuff that will make your head swim in like 3 seconds. But, you know, there is
actually, he first took the bench in 2006.
So that would be Obama?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's a first ever.
Yeah, well, I think failing to disclose stuff that was requested by the court kind of screwed him. Actually, no, Obama was first elected in 2009, so... He's a Bushy.
Oh, okay, so it's Bushy. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, don't get me started on Bush. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's one reason why I don't understand the wet love for Cruz, because he was a lawyer in the Bush administration.
Yeah, true. Yep. Very true. Okay, Pepe, can't make this stuff up. Football official suspended. Orders to undergo re-education after referring to a black guy as, wait for it, a black guy. Unfucking believable. Yes, this is real. During a December fixture between Paris Saint-Germain and Istanbul by Shakir, Sebastian Kurtzea was accused of racially abusing the Başakşehir coach Pierre Webo by referring to him as a black guy, or a ala negro in Romanian. This kills me. Kosciuszko used the term black guy to single out Webb because all the other coaches were white. The game was abandoned, and Kosciuszko, who submittedly protested that he was not racist, was immediately suspended for 10 games.
Surprising in that former Soviet state. Funny thing is, he would have gotten more internet points for just calling him a weeboo.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, you know, this is When I saw this at first, I thought it was a joke.
Well, one of the interesting things, there's a YouTuber called V from Romania who it says that there's absolutely no black people in Romania, and that doesn't stop racism because we're just racist at different shades of white. So
you've got to be kidding me.
No, I mean, remember, racism was created by communists to replace the Eurocentric familiar relationships, you know, with dukes and lords and kings and everything. They were fighting against that, so they had to come up with some system that they could use to separate and oppress people without relying on the lineage.
Oh, good Lord. The more and more that I dig in this stuff and the more and more that I do shows, I just cannot even believe what the fuck is going on. All right, listen to this, my friend. Now, I know that was a little low, but that what you just heard was BLM harassing little girls outside a cheerleading competition in Louisville this past weekend. You know.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting. But remember, only a serial killer would eat one thin mint. It's a sleeve or none at all, people.
You asshole. But, I mean, these people are so fucking disgusting. BLM should be labeled as a terrorism group, hands down. I mean, let me ask you this. What has BLM done to help one black community, one black school, one impoverished black area?
The only thing they intended to do, which was get Joe Biden elected. And, of course, Joe Biden is now solved poverty in the United States.
Oh, well, I guess I missed that.
Yes, he's getting rave reviews from the New York Times for ending poverty with the next stimulus check.
Oh, Lord, I better leave this alone so we don't get canceled. All right, buddy. Next up, Roy Blunt becomes the fifth GOP senator not to seek re-election in 2022. Blunt has become the fifth GOP senator to announce retirement in 2022. He joins Richard Shelby, Alabama, Rob Portman, Ohio, Richard Burr, North Carolina, and Pat Toomey, Pennsylvania. There could be more as well. Senators Jeff Grassley, Iowa, and Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, are also reportedly pondering retirement after the midterms. And just before air today, reports surfaced that McConnell is discussing an exit with Kentucky legislators.
Yeah, the Never Trumpers are jumping ship. They know they're probably going to get primaried, so the rats are running.
I think his CPAC speech really rattles the people.
It must have, because it got deleted from YouTube, unless you were CNN or somebody that was dissing it.
Well, I can think about five more that need to go. The problem is, will they be replaced with Democrats or Republicans? What do you think?
Well, I mean, at this point, we can't really trust the election, so I honestly don't have any good ideas right now. I mean, literally, the Democrats are saying you lost because you didn't cheat enough.
You know, and I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know if an election will ever be fair again.
Well, again, it brings up the question, were they ever? Has it been selection all the way down?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Remember, originally, constitutionally, the President of the United States was elected by the Senate. It was, you know, basically the state, the Senate is the representative of the states. The House is the representative of the people. And the President of the United States was supposed to preside over the executive operation of the federal government. He wasn't supposed to be a king. His power is supposed to be very limited, mostly administrative.
Right.
So now, with a popularity contest for president, and basically they've been writing laws to their benefit for the last 200 years. You know, how many laws did we need to write in the United States after we were founded? You know, we basically just copied English common law and we were done. Everything else after that was for the sole purpose of enriching politicians.
Oh, and they're getting enriched. I mean,
just a little bit.
Back, I mean, what did they make Pepe like $175,000 a year, Senator? Pelosi is worth what, $320 million?
Yep. And in thinking back about it, you know, when the colonies left England, England had just recently gone through a change from monarch, you know, pure monarchy to semi-democracy. So it's reasonable to assume that all the people that wanted to keep their fiefdoms going just went to America. So again, have we been dealing with, you know, was George Washington projecting when he said he didn't want to be king?
That's a great point. All right, let's get to one more before we hit the break. Pepe, I know you can't wait for this next one. Biden to make primetime address Thursday, marking 1 year into the pandemic. Joe Biden, because I won't call him president, will make his first primetime address Thursday night to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown. White House Secretary Circle Back Jen Psaki announced during the briefing Monday. He will discuss the many sacrifices American people have made over the last year and the grave loss communities and families have suffered. The president will look forward to highlighting the role that Americans will play in beating the virus and getting the country back to normal. But Pepe, I want you to listen to this from today.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about, and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
Perfect. This fucking moron forgot his Secretary of Defense name.
Yep, no doubt.
And he's going to do a prime time. Go ahead.
Well, I liked the kerfuffle when Harris complained that she wasn't told about the attack in Syria, and the question was immediately raised, well, did anyone bother to tell Biden?
Hey, that brings me to another point. I saw online today everywhere the question was, is there a transition from Biden to Harris going on? And my point was, it was from the fucking beginning.
Yeah, neither one of them are running the show.
Well, I don't know who's running the show, but I'll tell you what they are doing. They're fucking it up.
Well, again, it's on purpose. So they're very successfully doing what they're trying to do.
I'll tell you, I just don't know, Pepe. I don't. All right, so it's going to get us into our break. Now, first of all, as many know, I am not a huge rap fan. But this guy, Todd McDonald, is that right, Pepe? Todd McDonald, right?
I thought it was Tom, but you could be right.
Yeah, let's look real quick. Cottonmouth. He's a rapper. He's a white rapper. Heavily tattooed. But he has this song called Fake Woke. We'll go to the break. Grab you some Georgia sweet tea. Hit the can. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, cause you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now, the planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged, guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're raping. They never freed the slaves, they realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens, we think we free cause we can't see the cage. They knew that race war would be the game they need to play. From people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame.
Play so, fake woke. Facts don't care about feelings, they know, they won't tell me what to believe in. They so fake, won't say don't say so, fake won't. Facts don't care about your feelings.
I think it's crazy all these people screaming facts, but they fake woke. Hate their neighbor cause he wears a mask or he stays home. Has a daughter but his favorite artist said he slays hoes. Picks her up from school, music slaps on the way home. Censorship's an issue cause they choose what they erase. There's a difference between hate speech and speech that you hate. I think Black Lives Matter was the stupidest name, when the system's screwing everyone exactly the same. I just wanna spend Thanksgiving Day with food and my family, without being accused of celebrating Native casualties. We got so divided, it's black and white and political. Republicans are bigots, libtards if you're liberal. There's riots in our streets and it's just getting worse. Y'all screaming deep on the police, y'all a genius for sure. They're underfunded already, they're way too busy to work. Order food and call the cops, see what reaches you first. Segregation ended, that's a lie in itself. That was a strategy to make us think they were trying to help. They knew that racism was hot if they designed it to sell. We buy up every single box and divide us ourselves.
They so fake woke. Facts don't care about feelings, they know, they won't tell me what to believe in. They so fake woke, say won't say so, say so, fake woke. Facts don't care.
Violence to get peace and wonder why it isn't working. That's like sleeping with a football team to try and be a virgin. Politicians are for sale and someone always makes the purchase, but you and I cannot afford it. Our democracy is worthless. If a man has mental illness, call him crazy, say it silently. When country's going crazy, we accept it as society. Get sick and take a pill when the side effects get you high. You get addicted like these rappers dying fighting with sobriety. Censoring the facts turns our children into idiots. They claim it's for our safety, I'll tell you what it really is. Removing information that empowers all the citizens. The truth doesn't damage points of view that are legitimate. They're trying to change amen to amen and women. How do we let them make praying a microaggression? Instead of asking God for the strength to keep winning, we cheat to get ahead and then we ask him for forgiveness.
Feminism used to be the most righteous of fights, but these days it feels like they secretly hate guys. I don't trust anyone who bleeds for a week and don't die. I'm just kidding.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome back, folks. You know, that song is really a wake-up, powerful song. Pepe, I just loved it.
Yeah, he's got a few good ones. I like his butthole song from back in the day.
We'll have to do that one next week. Okay, Pepe, in total useless news from London, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he had the highest admiration for the Queen Elizabeth II amid allegations an unnamed member of the British royal family made racist remarks. The UK Prime Minister refused to comment directly on the explosive allegations made by Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, in an interview with the U.S. chat show host Oprah Winfrey, in which she said she found life within the British royal family so difficult that at times she didn't want to be alive anymore. and did not get help when she asked for it. It'll be aired in the UK tonight. Look, first of all, go ahead, Pepe.
Oh, I mean, what would you expect? Attention whore, attention whoring.
You know, I would love to be a multimillionaire and complain about fucking everything. Right. You know, Breitbart today posted, send them back, and I replied to Breitbart, I'll pay the fucking postage.
Right, right.
I just, you know, why did they even come here? I mean, I don't really know. Do you have any clue?
Not a clue. Can't fathom it.
Why couldn't they pick Canada?
Too much like the UK? I don't know. I mean, with all the weird stuff that we know about the family and, you know, the Epstein connections and all that, you got to wonder if there's something else going on in the background.
Yeah, it's very possible, I assume. So what else you got on your mind tonight, buddy?
Not too much. Gab has been taken down again because hackers are hacking them. They got a ransom thing, and it's a shit show. They're Torba says he's going to have to create his own bank now.
2 hours before showtime, they were flat on their back. And what is it? Who are these people? These tranny? Who are they? Tranny terrorists or?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
the people
Torba,
that are claiming that
the people that attacked Gab.
Yeah, they're just some. You know, well, first off, there is certainly every reason to suspect that any information that's been put out is just fake. You know, people ransom people all the time without having the thing that they say that they're ransoming. So, yeah, there's no way to tell what exactly is going on. But what they're doing is they're using vulnerabilities of the back-end system. It's not actually Gab that they're attacking. It's the database that Gab uses to store information. So,
you know, this is exactly why yesterday I told you, be the co-host. We have a big brain and a big mouth. And I was not the big brain. But, you know, for the life of me, why can't people just leave shit alone? You know, you got your 800 million liberal freaking sites and groups, and Facebook has shut down. Oh, hell, we had hundreds of thousands on our group before Facebook, you know, dropped the axe.
Exactly.
Just leave it alone.
Because it's too dangerous for them. The decision has been made that everything on the internet must conform to cable TV standards because cable TV can be controlled. So they found themselves in a position where people were getting information that they weren't allowed to have, which immediately makes you wonder about all the information that we were getting before the internet. I mean, this literally means that all the quotes about newspapers and how you know more if you don't read a newspaper than if you do are true. The press has been lying through their teeth as a propaganda arm of the government since the inception.
So who's pushing the buttons, Pepe?
Well, I doubt it's even just one group. I mean, right now it's certainly being funded by China. But, you know, anyone that fancies themselves a narco-communist wants the destruction of the United States more than anything else.
Who or what is the biggest threat to the U.S.?
Soy boys. No testicular fortitude. And communists in control. I mean, what we found out when the Soviet Union fell when records started coming out, was that McCarthy was 100% right. Well, in fact, he was not right in so far as he thought he had gotten all the communists. He only got a few of them. And we're talking card-carrying, paid by the Kremlin, just sympathizers. And it's only gotten worse since then.
Oh, yes. And that led me to my next question for you. This went downhill fast. Where do you see it in 5 years?
It hasn't really gone downhill. It's like that scene in the famous movie where the curtain gets pulled back. People got a glimpse. It's always been like this throughout all of human history. Some of those hieroglyphs are about, you know, orange man bad.
Well, you know, this is my own experience. I remember, I felt like I did a Rip Van Winkle. And there's no surprise. We've talked about this on many shows. I voted for Obama back in his first run. And then when I started to see the fucking corrupt bullshit, I'm like, what the fuck? Did I fall asleep? To me, Pepe, it has just went downhill since then.
Right. I know what you mean.
I mean,
what they're counting on is 99.9% of people just don't care. They want to ignore everything outside of their circle of family and friends and work, and, you know, don't want to hear about politics, don't want to read any news that goes contrary to their current thought pattern because it's uncomfortable. It's stressful, and people avoid that at all costs. There's also a certain dynamic in groups. You can see this whenever there's a disaster, like a fire in a club. Everyone will just stand around waiting for the first person to run because no one wants to be the first. No one's convinced it's a real threat. So that's why things happen all of a sudden, is because the mob mentality has to be swayed one way or the other.
All right, let's talk about the current COVID bill. Apparently only 9% deals with COVID.
Can you repeat that? I had my cough button on while you led with that.
I said, let's talk about the current COVID bill that will pass.
Okay,
$1.9 billion.
Right.
Apparently, only 9% will deal with COVID. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's all just your standard pork barrel spending, paying off all the people that went along with the hoax to try and get Trump unelected. It's all kickbacks. It's bad everywhere. In the UK, somebody posted this amazing statistic that since Hadrian's Wall, we spent £30,000 an hour on this software for tracking, and it still doesn't work. It's just all kickbacks. Tracking software is never expected to work because it's never going to be used because it's all a big lie.
So the 90% or 91% that is in this bill is absolute bullshit.
I mean, all the major players have stated categorically that the pandemic is the perfect time to implement their great reset. The pandemic and its controls is more about climate control than it is about anybody's health.
I mean, what's their famous line? Don't waste any crisis.
Well, isn't that in Alinsky? Don't let any good crisis go to waste.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's from Rules to Radicals, but that may be apocryphal.
Oh, I'm not sure. I just remembered the quote. And they waste no time doing that. You know, the folks
on this COVID relief bill blew my mind.
Well, it's a political hot potato, and of course, Biden's getting raked over the coals for his repeated promises for a $2,000 check, and now in the bill, all he could get past was $1,600, and he says, well, it's $2,000 because I sent you $400 earlier. I didn't get no $400 check.
No, wait a minute. But did he send that? I thought that was sent on Trump.
There's blue checks that are getting quite angry on Twitter, talking about how those bombs in Syria cost a lot of money for somebody that owes me $2,000. Because Biden, in Georgia, or it was either Georgia or Virginia, it may have been Virginia, they ran specifically on a vote for me and you'll get a $2,000 COVID relief check immediately. Platform.
Oh, no. That was Georgia. I remember that.
But I think they did it everywhere. So now people are pissed because $1,400 isn't $2,000.
Well, no. I mean, I don't, personally, I don't give a fuck about your check. I don't.
They do. They were voting for free shit.
Well, of course they were. I would rather take that $1,400 and give it to a fucking veteran to have food and housing.
Well, I'm a veteran of the meme wars of 2016, so I'll go with that.
Well, I mean, think about it. We got enough problems of our own, Pepe. We have fucking problems with our citizens. You know, we don't need to be releasing 100,000 fucking illegals into our country. I mean, we as taxpayers, this money they're spending in and just thrown out there is the money that we pay to our fucking government.
But not even that. They're just printing it wholesale. It's 100% inflation.
No, and somebody's picking up the tab. I assume China.
No. The U.S. taxpayer.
Yeah, and what will that leave our fucking kids, our grandkids?
Well, they want our kids and grandkids dead, so... Dead?
Well, you know...
Everything's going to plan.
Who's planned?
Well, for right now, the big funder is China because they hate us. The communist government of China is prepared for war with the United States at any time, considers itself at war with the United States, you know, especially since Vietnam and Korea. And their stated policy is to fight this war with any means necessary, including all the shit they're doing with buying the media and manipulating the media, exporting the social credit system, creating this fake pandemic, all of it. This is war. This is what war looks like in the 21st century.
Well, you know, to put down China, wouldn't it be like a massive war, or is it going to be an economic war?
Well,
there's
a lot of factors there, right? One of the things about Russia's military, the analog communist state, is that although they had loads and loads and loads of equipment and people, all of their smart weapons were relatively questionable. You know, they'd have to launch 100 missiles to get the same hit rate as we'd get with one. They know that, and that's why they play this numbers game of having loads and loads and loads and loads of troops. So now they've created the humanitarian issue that if we go to war with them, our way of winning is destroy all those troops, and that's like a billion people. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah. And that's
And that's the warfare they're playing.
Well, you know, my friend, I still think the enemy within is the Democratic Party. I will always say that. And I was a Democrat for 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, but bought and paid for. It's quite obvious.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can say the same thing about the GOP. Trump just had to cease and desist to stop using his name for fundraising.
Yeah. And to be fair, I don't think the Republicans are any better. They are so disorganized.
It's the uniparty with this false narrative that there's a diametric opposite, and it's, you know, it's just Democrats and Democrats alike, basically.
Yeah. Which really is a bleak outlook.
Well, that's why Trump was a ray of light, because he was, you know, he's a semi-outsider. But again, given what we know with all the manipulation and everything, is equally as likely that the entire Trump phenomena was a carefully staged event to try and tip the revolution after four horrible years, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't work out the way they planned it.
Okay, so what do you think? Trump 2024 or not? And I mean Donald, not John, not Junior or... What do you think?
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I don't see why not.
Now, personally, I think he would win. What do you think?
Well, he won the last time, but that didn't help. So, yeah, you're going to have to be more specific on what you mean by win.
I'm trying to trick you in here. Do you think he could win in 2024?
Yes, as long as we cheat more than the Democrats.
Well, and then apparently we need to start doing more cheating.
Apparently. I mean, that's the lesson from 2021.
But now, a follow-up on that. Do you think they will ever get the election system figured out?
They have no desire to. I mean, sure, they'll complain about it, and they'll use it as a wedge whenever it's convenient for them. I mean, if you just look at the reporting from the quote-unquote media, or I guess media is a good word instead of the news, they consistently complain about any kind of voting irregularity if it goes against the Democrat, and they continuously poo-poo any kind of voting irregularity that goes against the Republican. It's just the way they play the game.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Republicans or conservatives have been nice too long. You know, and then we sit back and we have some great people. Gates, Ron DeSantis, as governor of Florida. Then we have, you know, there's a few of them that are good. Guy from Louisiana, what's his name? Johnson?
I don't know. I'm not good with names.
I'm lucky to remember mine. But, there are a few good ones, but I don't think, Pepe, there are enough good ones to stand up and fight.
Yeah, I mean, it's all carefully orchestrated. It's like professional wrestling.
You know, Mitch McConnell's a disaster. And as we talked about earlier, he's talking about his exit. I say good fucking bye.
Is that cocaine Mitch, or am I thinking about somebody else?
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Anyway. I just, you know. Folks, we'll keep bringing you the headlines and the stupid shit, and you can sort it out. Pepe, go ahead and do your closer, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on, Jay, and I'll leave everybody with this relevant thought from Charlie Brown. Sometimes I lay awake at night and ask, where have I gone wrong? And a voice says to me, longer than one night. Night, Jay.
Yeah, it's going to take me much more than one night. Thank you, Pepe, for coming in. Guys, have a great week. We'll see you next Monday.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winter, keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I